I'm having Alex light two of these candles on this Advent candle. This is the second Sunday of Advent. The first candle represents basically Old Testament prophecies that point to the coming Messiah, and the second really focuses upon hope. We even sang this morning, O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. I've been to Bethlehem. It is not an impressive town. There is the Church of the Nativity there, where it is argued that Jesus was born in a cave underneath that. I'm not even sure that that is genuine, actually. But that's nothing new for me because I'm such a skeptic. But this verse, but as for you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you will go forth for me to be ruler in Israel. His goings forth are from long ago, from the days of eternity. My guess is if I were to ask most of you, maybe until this morning, you could not tell me where that verse is found. It is that obscure. Even Bethlehem, in fact, is obscure. But I want to share with you just briefly the book of Micah this morning. I rather expect we have one here named Micah, that every time I mention that name, she will at least, it will at least get her attention. Let me read a couple of verses from Micah. Chapter 1, the word of the Lord which came to Micah of Moresheth in the days of Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, which he saw concerning Samaria and Jerusalem. Hear, O peoples, all of you. Listen, O earth, and all it contains, and let the Lord God be a witness against you, the Lord from his holy temple. The mountains will melt under him. The valleys will be split like wax before the fire, like water poured down a steep place. Micah chapter 2. Woe to those who scheme iniquity, who work out evil on their beds. When morning comes, they do it, for it is in the power of their hands. They covet fields, then seize them. The houses take them away. They rob a man in his house, a man in his inheritance. Chapter 3 from Micah. And I said, hear now, heads of Jacob and rulers of the house of Israel, is it not for you to know justice, you who hate good and love evil? Not a very positive book to this point with prophet Micah, but like most of the prophets also in the Old Testament. But Micah 4, it turns a slight corner. It says, and it will come about in the last days that the mountain of the house of the Lord will be established as the chief of the mountains. It will be raised above the hills, and the people will stream to it. Many nations will come and say, come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord. Okay, why? What has happened? And that brings us to Micah chapter 5, verse 2. But as for you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, too little to be among the clans of Judah. From you one will go forth for me to be ruler in Israel. His goings forth are from long ago, from the days of eternity. Bethlehem, too little to be of any significance, but a ruler comes from there. Well, how do we know that this passage in Micah refers to Messiah? How do we know that? It just talks about Bethlehem and a ruler, lots of places. Is this Jesus, and how do we know? Well, we can go to Matthew chapter 2. We didn't sing it this morning. Maybe we will before Christmas, but we three kings of Orient are. They're actually magi, some sort of magicians or wise men. But in Matthew 2, it goes this way. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard that, now remember, they're saying, where is this king of the Jews? Herod the king heard this. He was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. One Greek English lexicon describes this word, this Greek word, tarasso, this way. troubled. To cause acute emotional distress or turbulence, to cause great mental distress. Trust me, when Herod is troubled, all Jerusalem is troubled. And then verse 4 of Matthew 2, gathering together all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. And they said to him, Bethlehem of Judea. For this is what has been written by the prophet, and you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means the least among the leaders of Judah, for out of you shall come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel. And that is quoting Micah 5:2. When wise men come to bring gifts and worship, he's an infant. When shepherds come at the bequest of the angels, he is an infant. When Jesus rides into Jerusalem on a donkey, he is still a young man. And a week later, they hang him on a cross, and he dies. Ruler of Israel, says Micah. The ruler of Israel, the reason he is ruler and will be ruler is because he rose from the dead. He didn't stay dead. But that's the Easter message. This is the Christmas message. And we go back a moment to Micah. And I'll be brief. Micah 7. But as for me, I will watch expectantly for the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Do not rejoice over me, O my enemy. Though I fall, I will rise. Though I dwell in darkness, the Lord is a light for me. What brings them to this place? We start off the first three chapters of the book of Micah. Judgment, judgment, judgment. You aren't doing anything right. But now, though I dwell in darkness, the Lord is a light for me. What happens? Basically, it's a distinction between man's way and God's way. Micah chapter 6 says this, with what shall I come to the Lord? Shall I come to him with burnt offerings, with yearling calves? Does the Lord take delight in thousands of rams and 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I present my firstborn for my rebellious acts, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? And then this beautiful verse, he has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. To this God, born in a barn and laid in a feed trough, he died that death for you. The penalty for sin is death. And it is faith in that fact in history that this God-man, God took on human flesh and was born in, of all places, a city of Bethlehem. And where? In a barn. And where is he laid? In a feed trough. But he is Messiah, the coming king, the ruler of the entire universe is this Jesus. But Micah starts off with judgment, and it is a lesson, I believe, for all of mankind. You read through the entire Old Testament, and it is failure, failure, failure. Because it is a chronicle of man trying to do stuff his own way without God. Even the people chosen by God turn away from him, and that's what all of the prophets are talking about. It is a judgment because man's still trying to do it his own way. Religiously, no less. But his own way. And God says, hey, come my way. The penalty for sin, and we've all sinned. The Old Testament is a chronicle of it. Our lives are a chronicle of it. All of us have fallen. All of us have sinned. The penalty for that sin is death. That infant was born to die. He came to take that penalty we deserved upon himself. I quoted Isaiah 53:6 last week, as well as Isaiah 7 and Isaiah 9, because they all point to this hope of forgiveness of sins. Christianity is so simple. We make religion and the whole talk of it so complex. Jesus died to forgive us. He took the penalty upon himself. Let's bow together in prayer. Father, I thank you for the hope of eternal life, hope of forgiveness of sins, to be able to come with confidence into your very presence, though it be holy, 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 because we've been forgiven because you sent your Son to die to take a penalty we deserved. He took it upon himself, and he said, "It is finished." Lord, I thank you for such hope. In Jesus' precious name, amen.